Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. 2016. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm the one and only. The one and only Kenny Talk. And we are back. Let's do some big things. In 2016. Let's do some big things. In 2016. Welcome everybody to the first show. The first show of 2016. I am Kenny Talk here, and I'm the host. I'm the host with the most, and I got something to say about relationships. That's what we do every single day. Salute to Dollhouse Radio. Another spectacular year in the books. Another one on the way. We're about to jump right into some. I pay some bills first and foremost. Then we're gonna jump into what I like to call. I know those that are that been listening to the show, they know we got to do the relationship truth of the day or the week. I got to drop it on y'all heads. But before we do, let's pay some bills. We got the do's and the don'ts of dating, mating, and relating in 2016. I got something I want to share with you guys. It's going to really help you out. Ladies, you'll find that person that you're looking for. Guys, you'll settle down and find that person you're looking for. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we'll be back fast, and you can say cat in the hat. It's another year, man. Happy New Year. Yeah.
Yeah. Bones blowing up right now, but I ain't tryna talk, I'm tryna feel the fire. All my bitches fucked up right now, but got the jewelry on me, now I'm tryna keep it tight. Now my nigga, he been tripping on me all week. Now I'm tryna get my mind off the shit, and you know what I need. Yeah, and I don't give a damn who sees, I'm tryna be. Slipping on, don't bury on for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I'll let her push the phone right now if she worth it. Falling in the middle of the club, no jerk. He don't want no liquor cause he been drinking that dirty. Bring the eight spot in case my bitch is with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me.
And you know what I need from you when I get home. You better not be on the phone talking up a storm like you usually do. Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time we've been
slipping on, don't bury on for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I'll let her push the floor right now if she worth it. Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey. Bring the eight spot in case my bitch is with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing.
And if you took it, you can vouch for me. I did it my way, you can vouch for me. I put the cocaine and the powder in the couch on me. Whenever I step outside the house, I get the Glocky on me. Bad bitches wanna come by the paparazzi on me. I got so many bad bitches that I barely wanna. I'm barely paying attention, baby, I need substance. I know you spent some time putting on your makeup and your outfit.
Down, down, down.
Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talking. We are back. Hey, I had a spectacular holiday. How about you? What happened? What type of resolutions do you have? What are you going to do different that you didn't do last year? What are you going to stop doing? What are you going to start doing? We can go on and on, but you know what? That's what we're here today for. We're going to talk about the do's and the don'ts of 2016. But before I jump into that, everybody, you know what we got to do. We got to go in. I got to go to social media, and I got to read the relationship truth of the, well, let me see which one I'm going to choose. I got to make sure it kind of ties into where we going. I do so many of them. I got like just tons of them just waiting to be posted, man. I like the reaction that I get from you guys. I like the responses that I get from you guys when it comes to me posting this truth. A lot of people, you know, some disagree, some debate, some give rebuts, but a whole lot of y'all be showing love, right? A whole lot of y'all be showing love. Hey, everybody, Dollhouse Radio got a spectacular year for you. We got shows that are coming. We got shows that are continuing. Kenny Talk is going to be doing the Real Relationship Talk Show forever, right? And we're going to discuss, you know, I'm going to be hipping y'all to some things, man. I'm going to put y'all in the game on some things. And that's what my job is. That's what makes me feel good, working for you. And you know what? Making sure y'all straight. That's how I go. So let me do this real quick. I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys the relationship truth of the week. And those that are new, because a lot of people hit me up on social media telling me for the first time, hey, man, I'm going to check out what you do. I want to hear this relationship talk show, right? That's what they tell me. That's what they let me know. And you know what I say? You're going to be in for a treat, because it's what I do. It's what I do. So here we go. The relationship truth is a post that I send out every single week, several of them that I send out periodically. And it's a quote to make you go, make you think a little bit different, which leads into this philosophy that I'm about. But check it out. The relationship truth of the week is, if you feel that being honest with who you are and what you like to do would make them leave you, and you're not in a relationship with the right person for you. If you feel that being honest with who you are and what you like to do would make them leave you, that's a person that you're with, then you're not in a relationship with the right person for you. All right, so let's talk about it real quick. I want y'all to hit me up. The lines are open, 646-595-4038. Or, like I see everybody like to do, everybody back in my inbox, they back on Twitter. Remember, Kenny Talk, Kenneth DeMoss, Kenny Talk DeMoss, either one of them, y'all can shoot me a message while you listen live, or you can direct DM me on Twitter, at Kenny Talk EXP, or you can just enjoy the scenery on Instagram, at Kenny Talk _, right? So let's jump in. I want to tie this together real quick because it kind of ties into the do's and the don'ts. So for the most part, the post says, what does it say? If you feel that being honest with who you are and what you like to do will make a person leave you, then you're not with the right person. How many of you have ever felt that if you did a certain thing, if you said a certain thing in a relationship, if you behaved a certain way that's within your comfort zone, if you expressed the way you felt about something, the way you honestly felt about something, that it would impact the relationship, it'll impact the day. Did y'all know? Well, I know y'all know. But some of you guys are in relationships where you want to do some of these things, but you want but you don't because you know it'll ruin the night or it'll ruin the day. You know what I'm saying? it'll put your lover in a shitty mood. And no man, I know, I can speak for men. No man wants to have wants to be around a woman that's in a shitty mood. And I'm sure vice versa. Women don't like to be around dudes with shitty moods. They might do, though, because women like to fix things. But from a guy perspective, we don't want to do that. So you know what we'll do? We'll keep our thoughts to ourselves. Or we won't act a certain way. You know, stuff that you really want to do, you just won't do because that person might feel some type of way. So that's what the post is about. The post is about you being exactly who you are at this particular point, or who you're evolving to be. And you being honest about that. If that's going to make a person, if you conceal that, if you hide that, because you feel like it will make a person in the relationship with you, or it'll make a person, you know, not really feel you, then you're in the wrong relationship. Because it's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to feel good to be around each other, you know. You're supposed to accept stuff from that person that nobody else will accept to make it comfortable and easy to be around you. That's what makes people stay around you. So that's the relationship truth. If you want to speak on it, hit me up. I see somebody responding right now. I got one of the homies. I got a guy says, can you talk? If they're afraid to keep it real, then they don't need to be in a relationship. He says, you're afraid to keep it real and you shouldn't be in a relationship with that person. How many of you guys can honestly say you're keeping it real in your relationship right now? You're 100% real. You're 100% who you are, to the point to where, guess what? The person that you're with accepts it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say that they might, you know, I'm not trying to say that they may 100% always like it, you know, because, I mean, it's things about you that your lover is just not going to like. But what it depends on is y'all dealing with each other, y'all got love for each other, and y'all working together. It ain't always going to be peaches and cream, and that's something I need everybody to know. So how does that particular post tie into the do's and the don'ts of 2016? We're going to start, we might as well start with the don'ts. This is a great don't right here. Do not put a cap on who you are in your comfort zone to appease the person that you're with. That's going to be a don't for 2016. And the reason why I'm saying this is because there are a lot of people out there in relationships that are not. They put a cap on who they really are to keep the relationship. There's a lot of women out there do that. They put up with a lot of stuff that guys put them through because they want to stay off the market. They want to be able to always say, hey, I got a man, or, you know, I have a husband, I'm engaged. They want to be able to say this, right? So they put a cap on their potential, who they are, the level that they can get to, you know? That's going to be a don't in 2016. Why? Because another year has passed, and I'm sure you had a birthday, right? And you're getting older. It really doesn't make sense to be in a prison. Fellas, there's a lot of us that are in relationships right now with a bottle cap on the top of it. We are in a relationship with a bottle cap on the top of it. We're not being who we honestly want to be. We stop doing certain stuff because of the way it makes someone else feel. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying intentionally hurt anybody's feeling. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying be a deviant. I'm not saying, you know, not grow. But you got to do it in your own time. You can't grow at a pace to make someone else happy. You cannot do that. And I'm gonna tell you why. The reason why you can't do that, ladies and gentlemen, is because if you grow at the pace that I would like you to grow at, reverting back to the level or the pace that you are really at or on is gonna be so easy to do. You know? That's why so many guys get that feedback about you used to do all of this, but now you're not, and now you're doing this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in 2016, I want you to be able to look at your lover and say anything that they do from their comfort zone, that's who they are at this particular point. Even if it's something, now listen to me, even if it's something that you don't like, even if they stop doing something that you like, you got to say to yourself, okay, well, if this is you in your comfort zone, how do I feel about that? What am I going to do? Do I need to make a decision? And that's all I'm saying. 646-595-4038. Give me a call if you want to make your words heard. If not, I'm going to go to Facebook, and because I see a lot of people. I see some inboxes in here, and I'm going to get to y'all in a minute. So the first do not put a cap on who you are to stay in a relationship. You do not, I repeat, do not want to put a cap on who you are to stay in a relationship. That's going to be the first one that we're going to jump down on. So what I'm going to do real quick is that it's about paying bills. I got to jump right into some music real quick, and we're going to be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat, because I gave you a don't. Now I'm going to give you a do, something that must happen. I got to give you a do. What is a do? Something that you want to make sure actually happens. Salute. It's a real relationship talk show. We're going to pay some bills. I'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted. Ooh, 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 ooh. Got to admit, I'm addicted. Ooh, 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 ooh. Cause you like a hit of the best lit. Boy, you got that ooh, 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 ooh. When I need a fix, you pull up some tricks. And I be like, ooh, 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 ooh. My man, he got the golden gloves, the Midas touch. Loving like, ooh. He know I can never get enough. My favorite drug, overdosing on you. Cause men, I want no ordinary love. Oh, no. I went and found my diamond in the rough. Now he's mine. He ain't flawless and I love him either way. And I know to make him feel some type of way. Boy, you know you lift me up. My very own euphoria. I want more of you. Baby, take me
every
higher.
Time you come around. Listen, yeah.
Got to admit, I'm addicted, baby. Cause you like a hit of the best lick, boy, you got that. Oh. When I need a fix, you pull up some tricks, and I be like, ooh, ooh. I'm a junkie for a sweet lip, the way we kiss, body like, ooh. Strung out on his fingertips, with every grip, I fall deeper into you. Cause me not want no ordinary love, oh no. I went and found my diamond in the rough, now he's mine. He ain't flawless and I love him either way. And I know to make him feel some type of way.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Got to admit, I'm addicted.
Yeah, it's a real relationship talk show. We are back, and You guys, you know what? We are today, we're discussing some do's and some don'ts to take over into, or not, into 2016 when it comes to dating. All right, now we got a do out here. Now, when it comes to dating, and we talked about being in a relationship, but don't. I'm going to give you a do when it comes to dating. All right. Well, you guys need to start doing in 2016 when it comes to dating is make sure that you let the person you initially meet and start, you know, feeling and start dating. Make sure, and this is going to be nice for everybody. I was about to say guys, but I'm going to say for ladies anyway. Make sure that person that you're kicking it with know that at that particular point, they're not number one in your life when it comes to seeing somebody. They are not number one right now in your life. What do I mean by that? Ladies, make sure the guy that you're dating knows that you're weighing your options. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when we date, when we start to feel each other, we always try to make that person feel like they're the only one. I mean, we probably knew them for 3 weeks. We probably knew the person for 3 weeks. 2 weeks, 1 week, and the date was good. I mean, we had so much fun. We laughed. I mean, it kind of got a little intimate. And at the end, I mean, we kissed, and I felt the lightning. I felt the electricity. I mean, my heart was pounding. I mean, turned on. I mean, all of that. So we immediately try to make that person feel like, okay, you're the only one on my radar. But we know that's not true. We know that there's someone else that we're texting, that we're talking to, that we're giving our time, possibly having sex with, dating, going out with, hanging out with, you know, a cut buddy, whatever. We got to put that on the table in 2016 because everybody wants to believe that they're the only one in your life. All of us want to be the only one in each other's lives, but we want to do it too damn soon. We want to do it too soon. So just say, hey, look, man, I need you to, sweetheart, you know what? My name is Cam. I want to go ahead and put it out there on the table. I got 3 other chicks in rotation right now. It's something that drew me over here to you. I'm weighing my options out. I want to get off the market soon. But it got to be with the right person. I got to know this, right? I know the fellas. I got to read this because you know what? We got to address the real. I got a guy that just hit me right now on Twitter. He says, then for sure you won't get no pussy. I mean, that's real though. He keeping it real. He said, cuz. He said, Kenny Talk. You really trying not to get laid. Come on, man. But the only thing I would say is I agree with you on that one, man. I agree. It's gonna hurt your chances when it comes to, you know, possibly getting laid. It is. What do I mean by that? Because, yeah, you know, women are going to say, well, you know what, if you are over here seeing this person and seeing that person, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I protect myself and I'm not going to we're not going to have sex. We can just, you know, get to know each other, blah, 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 right? And the fellas looking like, where can it talk? I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I could do that. Why don't we know if we can do that? You know? We got to say to ourselves, honestly, fellas, so that's why this is a do. We have to say to ourselves, are we really hurting for sex? Now, if you one of them guys that don't, you know, it's difficult for you to meet hot chicks and you finally meet one, I mean, I can say whatever I want to say. You're going to continue to lie and you're going to continue to make that woman feel as if she's the only one. You're going to make her feel exactly the way she's yearning to feel just to still, you know, smash, you know, have sex with her, you know. That's going to happen if that's the type of dude you are. But we got to set ourselves, man, especially when we are 30, 35 years old, you know, and for some, 28 years old, you know, we got to set ourselves, man, we are not hurting, fellas, we not hurting for sex like that. We can give some of that sex that you get, because I mean, a lot of guys probably getting so much, man, with the ratio of women and with the options that a lot of them have. Man, we need to, in 2016, give the, what I like to call the sex, give it a chance to walk away. Give it a chance to choose you. Give it a chance to make that decision, an honest decision. You know, now don't get me wrong, when we start doing this in 2016, fellas, you know, quite a bit of that poop 90 gonna be walking away, cuz, and it's gonna hurt. But it's gonna be some women out there, the good time girls, cuz we run into the good time girls, right? That's gonna say, well, look, I get where you coming from. Let's just talk and see where it goes. No, that's not the good time girl. The good time girls are going to say, hey, whatever, let's have a good time. But you're going to have those chicks that say, well, you know what, I get where you're coming from. Let's just see. And they'll be open to the possibilities. But not a lot of chicks are going to do that. A lot of chicks are going to walk away from you. They're going to say, well, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. You're involved with a couple of women. I'm not with, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking for somebody that's single, you know, which is crazy, you know. That made me want to go ahead and throw, I can go ahead and throw a don't in there for women when it comes to this part. Because if I'm saying guys, be honest with making sure, and girls, make sure y'all be honest with the person up front so they know you're not the only one, right? Ladies, stop. Here's a don't. If you 30 to 35 years old, baby, there's a slim chance that you're going to meet a guy that don't talk to, don't text, don't kick it with, don't have sex with nobody. It's not real. That's just not real. You know, I can almost guarantee you, if you stumbled on a guy, if you stumbled on a guy that don't have sex, that's in like a period of his life where he's celibate until he actually finds another committed relationship. He's in between relationships, but he's not on the market for sex. He's just like, nah, I don't want to have sex with nobody unless we're in a relationship. Or if you find a guy that's 100% single, I mean, he don't even have a chick flirting with him. He don't have a girl texting him. He don't have no girl that he's texting or that he's flirting with. He don't even have a cut buddy, somebody he can call up on one of them, you know, stressful nights where he need to, you know, bang some of that stress out of him, you know. Or he ain't banging no stress out of nobody else. I guarantee you, if you meet that person, you will see why he's not banging anybody. And you wouldn't want to deal with him. Nah, I'm just sure. But keep it real, you wouldn't want to deal with him. I guarantee you, if you meet a guy, that's what I mean by stop thinking that there's a guy out here that you're going to be super attractive to, that's super charming, that approaches you, I mean, has the super conversation, right? And when you said, you got a girlfriend? No. Okay. I just named some stuff that women kill for, or women leave relationships due to the lack thereof. But you got this guy that got all these qualities, and you got the nerve to ask him, is he seeing anybody? Of course. It's so, he got options, right? He have options. So stop going into relationships or dating on the dating scene thinking that you can meet this super charming person that nobody wants. And they just, I, as y'all like to put it, God sent him to your life. What say you about it? Let me go to the Facebook real quick. I want to give a big, big shout out to all the listeners, man. Okay, she says, I got a young lady that says, I've never heard it put that way. That's what she said. I don't know what that is. I guess, you know, she did the little emojis. But she says she never heard it put that way. Okay, well, you know, it is what it is. That's what the Kenny Talk experience is here for. I want to give you a different perspective, a different angle, you know, because it's a different philosophy, baby. It's a different mindset. All right. I got a young lady that's saying that, okay, she says, when it comes to meeting a guy that's 100% single, I disagree. I believe there are guys out there waiting for that special someone. Hey, you know what? I totally agree with you, baby. I totally agree. There are guys out here waiting on that special someone. There are. I'm not saying that. They might be waiting. But I can assure you, there is someone there before you. We have to accept that. And you know what else that would do? Accepting that will really make you be on your A game. Accepting that will really help you bring to the table what's necessary in order to keep that person or get that person. If you're not, and think about it, if you're going into every single relationship, assuming that you are the catch, you are it, I am who he wants, then you really don't have to put forth the effort. You really don't have to put forth an effort when you feel like you're the chosen. Or if this guy dropped every chick that, or he immediately dropped every chick that he texts or talked to or date or have sex with just to get with you. You don't have to do no work. Right? So what happens, ladies, when you feel like you don't have to do no work? That's when you get a man and you let yourself go. That's going to be the reason why you get a man and you let yourself go. You know why? Because you were chosen by this guy. He dropped everything for you. You didn't have to do nothing to get this guy in your mind. Only thing you had to do was smile. Only thing you had to do was give him the opportunity to take you out. Let him spend some money on you. Let him wine and dine you. Right? Let him buy you certain things. Let him do all the chivalry stuff. Let him do all the talking about and talking about what he's going to do and all the promises he's going to make you. And the only thing you do is say, okay. And you know what happens after that? You say, all right, well, I got me a man. I can let myself go. Not in 2016, though, because, ladies, that's going to be a don't. All right, it's about time for me to pay some more bills. I'm going to be back fast so you can say Cat in the Hat. It's a real relationship talk show. I am the one and only host, Kenny Talk, and I'm going to go back to Facebook again because, you know what, I want to hear what y'all got to say. But when we do get back, it's going to be time for the Keeping It Real letter. I got the first letter, Keeping It Real, of 2016.
Wanna give you better, baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up, gonna mess somebody's on next up. Be down.
them if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fed up. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately, you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, girl, I'm just listening.
Talk show, and I am back. Everybody, those that are new to for 2016 listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, we do this thing that we call the Keeping It Real letter, where I get a chance to go online and take a look at all the information, all the letters, all of the stuff that is sent to us, and I get a chance to sift through it, right? I get a chance to sift through it and read some of the stuff on the air. I pick one, and we call it the Keeping It Real letter, where I get a chance to keep it real, right? So that's what we're about to jump into right now. Yeah. Okay. This Keeping It Real is, I mean, this Keeping It Real is coming from the home front, Birmingham, Alabama. What's up, B-Ham? Hey, check this out. Come on, get it together, Kenny Talk. Y'all like that music. Let's keep it real with her. I got a young lady from Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you for writing in. I know you probably didn't know we were going to choose your letter, but we did. But check it out, your information. So here it is. Frustration, Kenny Talk. Looking for something new in the new year. I've taken the time out to remove myself from certain circles because I'm so tired of the dating game. I'm ready to be in a relationship. Okay. I'm ready to be in a relationship. I have my choice. There are so many people that are interested in seeing me. I'm reading slow, y'all, because, I mean, it's a few typos in here, okay, that are interested in seeing me, but I'm just not feeling them. It really makes me want to give up at times. P.S. Keep it real with me. Okay, I will. Now this one doesn't have much information in it, but I chose this one because I know there's a lot of people out there feel this way. There's a lot of people out there feel this way. And the only thing I want to say about it is that I understand the way you feel, but you got to make sure you're able to specifically identify some things that you need to change. Now, notice I said you. Because you said, now, Birmingham, you said you got a lot of options. That's not the problem. So, for the mere fact that you have a lot of options, but you're just not feeling any of them, then, sweetheart, maybe you're frustrating yourself for nothing. Maybe what you say that you want is not really what you want. Maybe. Now, don't take offense to this, Birdman. Maybe you're a good time girl. Maybe you want to have a good time. Birmingham, maybe you're frustrated because you're seeing those people that are ready move towards where you're saying you want to be, but your actions are not really indicating that. I heard you say in the letter that you remove yourself from certain circles. All right, what type of circles did you remove yourself from? Right. What did the circle that you run in have to do with the type of guys that you attracted? Okay. You got to understand, Birmingham, that the circle that you run in, it can have an impact. But for the most part, it's how you carry yourself. Because I can run with a whole bunch of gangsters, baby. But when it comes to dating, when it comes to mating and relating, when I step off from the gangsters, it's about how I carry myself. And see, I'm a gentleman. So I can go to the hood, I can be around the thug chicks, I can be around the strippers, right? I might attract a few, but then when I step off, I'm going to still carry myself in this manner that'll be able to attract different. If you allow the circle, Birmingham, sweetheart, if you allow the circle that you run in to dictate who you are, how you dress, how you act, how you carry yourself, then definitely you need to change your circle. Right? But once you change your circle, don't stop there. You got to develop an identity for yourself because you've allowed the circle to dictate who you are. So you're at the point right now where you're saying you want different. You got a whole lot of options. A whole lot of what type of options, though? What exactly are you looking for? The reason that I know, Birmingham, that you don't know what you're looking for, because when you know what you're looking for, it chooses you. When you know, now don't get me wrong, knowing is they say knowing is half the battle. I don't mean the cliche things like Beyonce said, cliche, the cliche things that everybody is yelling out on the radio or on, what is it called, reality TV about, I want commitment, I want loyalty. Well, at the end of the day, a lot of y'all don't want nothing. Well, a lot of us, well, I don't know how old you are, Birmingham, but a lot of the young chicks don't want anything but a dude, a very, very attractive dude. That's not going to have sex with anybody but you. That's it. And the reason why you can't find that, because you are young and you're dealing with young people, or you're dealing with people that run on a certain scene. You can't be at the bars and you can't be at the clubs and you can't be, you know, going to Atlanta and saying I'm going to go to Miami on this party socialite scene and think you finna find something like that. You're only going to find guys that's out there banging them chicks. And if you date one, you're going to get banged. That's it. That's going to be the thing, baby. And that's going to be it. They're going to be looking to bang. You got to find out for yourself what you want. And don't base it off of TV. Don't base it off of the radio. Don't base it off of what everybody else is doing and saying. Base it off of what you want to do, Birmingham, and that's it. And you, like I said, you might just want to be a good time girl. You might want to party. You might want to be on the scene. You might want to do all of that. But guess what, baby girl? You have that right. I just kept it real with Birmingham, Alabama. Salute. Thank you for writing in, baby girl. And let's keep it going. It's a real relationship talk show for those that are just joining us, the do's and the don'ts. We talked about some do's. We talked about some don'ts. I kept it real with Birmingham. What else, man? Let me dive right into this section, man. The do's and the don'ts of 2016. All right, now I know this might even sound cliche because it's the New Year's resolution for everybody. When it comes to being in a relationship, you got to get active. Now, get active can mean a couple of things, ladies and gentlemen. I swear, get active can mean a couple of things. What do you mean by that, Kenny Talk? Somebody just hit me up and said, what do you mean, get active? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to start with the, let's start with the obvious. When you talk about getting active, involve yourself in some type of exercise regimen, health regimen. I don't care if you have to write it down and follow it. Get involved with your health. Because a lot of people don't realize you are what you attract, and you attract what you are. So if you are an unhealthy person, if you are an unhealthy person, it's going to impact your appearance. It's going to impact your appearance in some type of way. And if you're unhealthy and it impacts your appearance, the impact on your appearance is going to impact who you attract. That's one. So when you talk, when I said get active, other than your 9-to-5, going to work every day, your job, you have to get actively involved in something other than your relationship. That's why when a lot of people's relationships go south, they crawl into bed. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to go outside. They don't want to do any activities because they don't have anything else driving them. Now, I know it's easier said than done to say find your passions, but it's got to be something that you really, really enjoy. I don't care if it's taking pictures. Take your iPhone and go on a nature walk and take pictures or something. Just do something other than sit around worrying about your relationship, worrying about who your man is texting, worrying about your girl trying to go out and is she going to be kicking it with another dude, you know, worrying about if your lady at work talking to her at work, boo, or bae. You know, we worry about this stuff so much because we're not active with anything else in our lives. So for 2016, a do for men and women is to get active. Because if you're not active, the only thing you're leaning on is a relationship, then a relationship is going to consume your life. How I act, if you date me, how I act in a relationship is going to consume your life. It's going to impact how well you perform at work. And God forbid if you're trying to get a promotion. It's all I got to do is act up. There go your promotion. You know, there go your money. But we tie everything. We hang our hat. Fellas hang our hat. Women hang everything on a happy relationship. And that is something in 2016 we got to stop doing. So that's going to be a don't. But a do, get active. What do y'all think about that? Okay, I got a young lady that says, that's hit me up right now on Facebook. Thank you for listening, sweetheart. She says, that's easier said than done. There are so many people out here that want to be involved in relationships and loving relationships, and that is their goal. It's nothing wrong with wanting to be a loving wife. It's nothing wrong with wanting to be a consoler for your man, a supporter of your man. And you know what, sweetie? Thank you for writing that. You're absolutely correct. It's nothing wrong with that. But see, I'm going to give you what I like to call the relationship truth. You can focus on giving that or being that support system for someone. You can focus on that. Hell, that's what we've always been, that's what ladies have always been doing. A lot of y'all are already doing that. You did that in 2015. If it got you some good results, then great. If it didn't, then don't you think that's something you ought to be looking at changing? Let's look at it from this perspective. It's going to come a time, if you are like that sweetheart that wrote in, well, guess what? It's only going to take that person to mess up, and it's going to shatter your world. You know? Look at Waiting to Exhale. I know everybody remember Waiting to Exhale. That movie. The movie Waiting to Exhale, when Angela Bassett's character was that loving support system. 100% invested in her man's dream. Right? But when things fell apart, so did she. And that's all I'm trying to say. Only going to be a matter of time to when that happens. So what you want to do is don't set yourself up for that. Don't set yourself up to fall on your face. Am I making sense? Am I making sense, ladies and gentlemen? It's a real relationship talk show. Everybody that's out there listening, I need y'all to continue to hit me up, because guess what? I'm going to continue to do what I do for you guys, right? My passion is bringing this platform to you guys. 2015 was a beautiful year for the Kenny Talk Experience. I learned a lot. I met a lot of people. I reached a lot of goals. I missed a few goals. I helped a lot of people. I've gave people different perspectives. And to everybody that listened, everybody that showed love, everybody that gives feedback that's constructive or even just the damaging feedback, whatever you want to say. The Kenny Talk Experience and Kenny Talk. I may want to just say thank you. We got some big things going on for 2016. I'm going to continue to bring this platform and we're going to watch it grow. Those that didn't get a chance to listen to the show, make sure you let them know that they can click on the link that's on the page, whether they're on Twitter, whether they're on Facebook, wherever. You know, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. And you can click on the Kenny Talk Experience and listen to it at any time. You can share or send the link out to your friends, those that missed it, and you can listen. They can listen to it at any time. Yeah. It's time to spread. It's time to show the world. It's time to spread. Because we got a lot of good information that a lot of people need to hear. So let's expand. Yeah. Dollhouse Radio is on the Real Relationship Talk Show. The Kenny Talk is about to jump into what we like to call the final thought. And the final thought is a little bit of spoken words that I like to put together to sum everything up in a nutshell. Salute. Man. I had such a good time on the first show of 2016. Big shout out to everybody that want better. Here we go. Check it out. The final thought. We seem to get caught up in hating the results that we receive throughout the previous year. So our New Year's resolution is focused on changing the results. But how we do that is really not clear. Knowing what you want without specific steps to get it leads to disappointment and frustration. And by March, these people overflood the dating scene, still trying to capture what they've been chasing. Whoa, but by June, they're becoming depressed because the weather is warm and people are showing off their skin. Because you gave up on your commitment to eat healthy and lose weight with everyone that got caught up in the trend. But by November, we're right back to cuffing season, and you've dated several people but had no real success. So you spend the entire December reflecting on the past year and which New Year's resolution to try next. Man, I'm going to read that second part again. By November, we're right back to cuffing season. And you've dated several people, but had no real success. So you spend the entire December reflecting on the past year and which New Year's resolution to try next. Hey, we got to get off of the hamster wheel, everybody. We got to get off of the hamster wheel. Every time January comes, we got to get out of trying to change results before we change our actions. We got to get out of thinking that we're going to receive something different when we have the exact same mindset that we had last year. We do the same thing from last year. We involve ourselves in the same places as last year. We perceive things the same way as last year. We believe the same things from last year. We do all those things the same thing from last year. But this year we said we want some new results. Hey, I'm the one and only Kenny talking. It's been my pleasure to drop this on y'all today. Remember, go out there and get that book. It's still out there. Amazon.com, Booksamillion.com, BarnesandNobles.com. The truth that tears us apart, the lies that keep us together. It's about time for the second book to come. Y'all better get ready for it. Salute. Like I like to say to all the fellas out there, salute. All the sexy ladies out there, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips, those right there, those lips. And I'm going to keep on bringing it to you. Dollhouse Radio, signing out. Kenny Talk, signing out. We're going to see you next Wednesday, same time, same channel. Salute.